Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hi everybody.
Welcome
to Off Script's minisode.
Today, we're going to do a mental health check-in.
Yes, and I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And let's check our mentals.
How's your mentals?
They're all right. I just feel like I'm very tired.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, like I feel like I'm doing too much, but yet...
Not enough.
So like I volunteer at school, at the kids' school, because one day I want to go teach at their school. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, do all the volunteering and teachers will know me, right? Well, it's working because next week, or I guess this week, I don't know. I don't really know when it's going to happen. I'm going to start helping with math intervention. So kids who need, first and second graders who need a little extra help in math. And it's all totally fine. And I joked and I was like, yeah, I got to help, you know. In case I want to work here one day, and one of the higher ups is like, yes, I will write you a stunning recommendation. So I was like, okay, it's working. And I mean, I enjoy it, you know, being a teacher back in the teaching aspect. It is fun. But it's like Tyler has school Tuesdays and Thursdays. And so I've been trying really hard to have one of those days just a me day. I can't now because I'm doing this. So because like I volunteer in Riley's class. On one of the days. It was Thursday. I can do helping. They don't make you, but they said they're really hoping to have the kids get pulled twice a week. So I'm going to go in on Mondays. And then I'm like, well, my other free day is Tuesday. But because I don't want to do Wednesdays because Wednesday and Fridays are the days Tyler and I can actually go do something. And, you know, that's the whole point of me being a stay-at-home mom is to go do things with him. And so that leaves Tuesday or Thursday, which are my days off. And so I talked to Riley's teacher. I'm switching my hangout in her class on Tuesday. And then Thursday, I'm going to start going in to help. But luckily, it's just like 20 minutes.
Okay,
so I
that's
just
not bad.
To,
I was like, Allie,
it's 20 minutes in the morning and then it's like a half hour in the afternoon.
Because you also don't want these higher ups to then rely on you so much that when you get hired, you also don't have free time.
Right. Exactly. But right now it's just 20 minutes. So it's like I get to go home and have an hour and a half and then I go back to school for 20 minutes and then I get to go home and have my last like whatever. So it's not horrible. It's just nice to, you know, have that solid 3 hours not to do anything. But
and now that's gone.
Oh, but then on. It's exciting and not exciting. T-ball starting. And so I guess it's not T-ball anymore. Riley's in coach pitch now.
Oh, nice.
But she has friends who are doing it, so she's excited to do it. And I'm trying. Tyler, I wanted him to do T-ball, but I'm really nervous about the double kids in sports aspect.
Oh, yeah. Of running here
running
and then
running there. And yeah, I could totally see each one having opposite days for practice. And I'm like, ah. But he was so funny. We're like, Tyler, do you want to do T-ball? And he's like, no. He said it over and over. And we're just like, he would be so good at it because he loves to hit the ball. He loves to throw the ball and run. And so I was like, Riley, don't you think Tyler should do T-ball? And she said, yeah. And he's like, okay, I want to do it. And I'm like, thanks, Riley. You're awesome. But anyways, that's where my husband has been all over the place. But what about yours?
I love that you don't want him to do it. Yeah, when he says no, you convince him to do
it. I really want him to.
Yeah.
It's the I'm adding more to my plate.
Yeah.
Exhaustion.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I don't. Like, I want him to have all the fun experiences that he should have. And I'll just put me on the back burner as I always do. No, that's not true. I've started. I've, for my birthday, all I wanted was like self-care stuff. And I got an abundance. Like, I have a bunch of face masks now, a bunch of like foot little nice. Masks and the eye, like things to help your puffy eyes. Mm-hmm.
I need to get those.
Uh-huh. My mom got me a pedicure I got to go use. And I decided, and for Christmas, she got me a massage. And so when I went and got my massage, and it was really nice. And I, it was at Massage Envy, and they're ridiculously expensive, right? Mm-hmm. And, but they have this like membership.
Ooh.
That, I mean, it knocks it down to, it's like $95 for one massage, which is how much I would spend at my chiropractor. Where do you go for cheap massages?
Federal Way Naturopathy, and I only pay $75 a massage.
Hmm.
Or nope, not naturopathy. Whew. Federal Way Muscular Therapy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like the whole massage experience though, where it's like you go in a calm room and everything?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you go in. It's for, it's basically
physical therapy massages?
No. They ask you what's wrong and what's hurting, and then they go in and they figure out like in your whole body. So it's kind of doctor-like.
Oh, okay.
You lay on the table for an hour.
And they massage
with
you.
With all the oils and the music.
Hey, so you get the same experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I was debating that is, okay, so because right now I am, this month I'm going to do it at my chiropractor.
Mm-hmm.
And I can also go to my chiropractor, and it's freaking like, because they don't accept my insurance, mm-hmm. right? So it's like $50 an adjustment for like a 2-minute pop, right? Whereas if I sign up for this program at Massage Envy, they use the massage gun or they stretch me mm-hmm. for a half an hour for the same price.
Wow.
So I'm like, I haven't decided yet. But point is, the whole point of my story is I'm making a massage once a month for myself.
That's good.
So I'm trying to put me, I'm doing a year of me while
being also piled. Not doing a year of you.
Anyways, okay. I just want to go first because I feel like you have more deep stuff than I do.
I know. I've just been shit.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I'll just get my, I don't want to be slight or positive after your.
Here's your negative. Here's, look.
This is my life.
Yeah.
No, here. No. Go for it. This is your time to vent and.
I don't even know. It's been hard because I haven't had a job for the last 5 months, but I finally got one. It starts Wednesday. I'm excited for that. Shout out to Shannon, who was on our ballot episode, for getting it for me. I don't know. It's just been hard. I haven't been here fully. Don't know why. I just think it's kind of a layer of everything of like, I left the Microsoft job to go after a career that I wanted, and then it didn't work. So then that puts me in the position of, okay, am I really supposed to go for this career or am I not supposed to go for this career? And then I apply to jobs every day for the last 5 months, shitty jobs and jobs that are in my career. And I haven't been able to get a single one, not even the shitty jobs. So I'm like, look, no one wants me and I don't want myself either. So that's been hard.
Well, that's sad.
Uh-huh. I know. I'm trying to turn it around.
Good.
Yeah.
I know I didn't ask you your positive yesterday.
I didn't have one yesterday.
That's not true. You got a fine one. Did you get out of bed yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
There we go.
Positive. That's it. I mean it. Hey.
Woo.
Seriously, when I was in my darkest times, just that one positive, and there were days where mm-hmm. I was like, this is a stupid day. I didn't have anything good. And I just reminded myself, hey, you know what? You stood up out of bed today.
Yeah.
And that's a positive right there. So some people out there are like, I hate positives. Shut up, Allison.
I'm right there with you guys. Sometimes it's easy when she asks me. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did this today. But then, man, there's just lately there's been a lot of days where I'm like, there's nothing. Nothing is positive at the moment.
I feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is something positive in your life going on? Anything.
This podcast.
Yeah.
And Kelsey's podcast.
Whoop whoop. I feel like I'm helping.
Even though we're legit so stressed trying to read all these books. But
that's our own fault. We had an extra, how many months?
A year, yes. Basically. No, it was like 6 months.
6 months. And we did nothing.
Yeah, that was stupid.
We're stupid.
Oh, I also wanted to forewarn people, if you're focused on our schedule and you pay attention to what we post, we are changing one of our books.
We are.
Yeah. Looking for Alaska, which is one of my favorites, so I'm kind of bummed about it, but for a good reason. It's because John Green just finished making a movie called Turtles All the Way Down based off of his book, which is, whoa, I just hit my face with this mic, which is one of my favorites of his. It's a heavy, heavy read, but I enjoyed it when I read it. I've only read it once, so I can't super remember what it's about. And the movie comes out this spring. So I was like, hey,
we can match it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Are we going to be able to match it up reading wise? When does the movie come out versus us needing to record it?
He hasn't freaking released a date. It's just this spring. So it's coming out soon.
Okay.
So we're going to be a couple months late, probably. I think Looking for Alaska was scheduled for May. So now Turtles All the Way Down is scheduled for May.
So hopefully.
Mm-hmm. I also have you watching it first. So even more hopefully.
Oh, geez, Louise. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe I should just have you read it first, too.
We might have to. We'll see when we get there.
Yeah.
Go ahead of other things. Mm-hmm. This is the behind the scenes, you guys, of how we figure our crap out.
Yeah. We...
throw ideas and then we say, yeah, let's try it.
Yeah.
And sometimes
if it
works.
Doesn't work. Great. It's not. Even better.
Goodness me. Okay, let's see. It's your venting time. That's all you wanted to vent about?
I know. I realized I was like, wow, I barely vented, but I don't want to get too deep into it.
Well, it's your choice. This is a personal thing, so don't share anything you don't want to share.
I know.
But then don't feel like you can't share because you're worried about what the listeners.
Yeah.
That they won't want to hear it.
Yeah. Because there's probably people out there feeling it too.
Yes. We've read a bunch of deep books this year.
Yeah, we did too. And that's been hard too.
Yeah. Like you guys haven't heard it yet, but we'll talk about a man called Uwe. Apparently, that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm. Or I'll sit here and say a man called Ove.
Or Otto.
And legit, when I was recording last night, because I watched the movie last night, because I now have read the book and every freaking title is a man called Ove and blah, blah, blah. Or Uwe. And so I go to say what I'm doing and I'm like, watching a man called Ove. And I was like, oh, no, no, no. It's Otto. So,
but anyways, that's a deep one.
Mm-hmm. All the Bright Places.
That was a deep one.
Turtles All the Way Down is going to be a deep one.
Uh-huh.
What else?
5 Feet Apart is kind of rough, too.
Well, that one was easy for me.
I mean, it has its sad moments.
It does. Yeah.
It's not like depression deep.
No.
It's just sad. So we have deep and sad. We're just have all the fun, you guys.
Knocking them out of the park this season. Which probably hasn't helped because, like, although I do, as an Enneagram 4, I like to feel my emotions. So when I am depressed, I want to sit in it. And I think that's hard for people in my life to understand, too.
Then why are you telling me to ask you your positives? Or why did you agree when I said you want me to? If you like to sit in your sadness, maybe I shouldn't be asking you a positive every day.
Well, no, because if I sit in my sadness, I won't ever come out.
Oh, okay. So it's good I ask
you.
Okay. I want everybody to know that I pre-asked Bree, hey, do you want me to ask you a positive, you to tell me your positive every day? I'm not that annoying friend that's like, there's a positive in everything. Tell me.
Yes.
It. No, I pre-asked.
Yeah.
I know the feeling of shut up. I want to be sad today. So
I think the best way to explain it is because I am an Enneagram 4 who is depressed. It's easier for me to sit in the negative and sit in the wallowing and sit in the sadness and get stuck there. And then when you get stuck there, it's hard to find a way out. It's hard to get the happy and get out of that funk. And so that's why you to ask the positives.
Okay. Well, I will be sure to do that. I know, because I told you I put it on Finch. Yeah. You guys, do you think Finch was named after Finch in All the Bright Places?
Oh, funny. I don't know, but I saw a really funny reel last night. And I tried to send it to you, but it wouldn't let me send it through Messenger. But it was like all the 90s kids who grew up on Tamagotchi and now have depression all use Finch.
Yes. Okay, you guys, do you remember us talking about Finch like last season two, right? Did we talk about it with Justin? Or did we talk about only the water llama with Justin?
We didn't talk about water llama with Justin, so I think we talked about Finch, but I can't remember.
Okay, if you guys know, there's this app called Finch. And it's a mental health app.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to take care of your own little birdie. And
send them on adventures.
Yes. And so, like, here, it asks you how you're feeling every time you start. You have, like, your...
Drives me crazy.
I know. I kind of just click it. I don't read the little positive note. You know, the thing that's supposed to help your mental health. You get little pets now. That's new.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to decorate your room and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, but it's, like, it has your goals for the day. And they can be anything from, here, let me find it. Cool ideas. They're suggested. There's tough days. Like, I love the tough day ones. It's like, look in a mirror and say, I can do it. Or just take 3 deep breaths. Like, these are goals that's your positive of the day. Taking 3 deep breaths. Do you use the tough day ones?
I do.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
And they got.
But for some reason, the tough day ones, I have it set to only do it like once every 3 days. And I don't get why.
Maybe you should fix that. I know. You don't go in every morning and start, put them in?
No.
Oh, how do you make your bird go on an adventure? You just wait as you do it throughout the day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
If I put in 6 goals, it goes on an adventure. So I put in my same 6 goals every day, and then it'll go on the adventure. Did I just tweet?
Yeah, because my phone's connected to the thing, so Allie just heard my Finch app opening.
I didn't know they tweet. I always have my volume off.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Oh my gosh, you can click them and they tweet.
Yeah, I have. The other thing that helps is like see who's visiting. Oh, it's Noodle. Thanks, Noodle. Stay. Send back good vibes.
Yep, that's what we do.
Sending you this.
Mine's Noodle.
And there we go. 10 out of 40.
There you go.
Yeah, and so I've got. Oh, I made my bed and I got out of bed.
There you go.
Then everything else. Look, start the day with an affirmation of gratitude. Never do that.
We'll do it right now. It's basically the beginning of the day.
Okay.
You gotta say it.
I don't know it.
You can't click. No, what are you doing?
No, I'm starting it. It makes me actually write it.
Oh,
for this
it makes
one.
You type it in. Okay.
What I normally do here, hold on. So a few years ago, Kelsey for Christmas got me a book of badass affirmations.
Oh, cool.
So what I do is I randomly open one, and sometimes they're good. Oh, that is a page that doesn't even have one on it. Okay, I will do that one. Even though it's not really one of gratitude, but I guess I will use, I am an extraordinary person.
You're being grateful for yourself. I can't.
Sure.
You have to believe it. I do this with Riley on our way to school. Sometimes we'll be like, tell me your affirmations. And we do little motions with them. I am strong. I am beautiful.
Doing that just made her ready to go.
You got 30 points for doing that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Probably because I never do it.
Well, there you go. But anyways, you guys, so this app is so fun. And then it's like, you know what? I might have to start not doing that.
I know, because
I'll check it more throughout the day and do the things if I Because I usually do mine in the morning, and then by the end of the day, I check off. Because most of the stuff I do is nighttime stuff. And then I usually just wake up and do all my Finch stuff and then get out of bed.
Do you not have goals set to, like, just be always there?
I do.
Oh, okay. But then you add, like, your today stuff that you want to get done.
Yeah, but it's all the same stuff.
Oh, so then just set it on a repeat.
I know, but then I won't be able to set my Finch on a journey right in the morning.
The whole purpose of
is to check throughout the day.
So that you actually do it.
I know. Send her
or him away.
It's true. All right, may have to switch that up. But anyways, I don't even remember how I got on the point of this thing. But it's like, yeah, what was I so excited about sharing? I don't even know. But you guys, I highly suggest, even if you're not really in a funk, it's just kind of nice. Mm-hmm.
Plus, you can add your friends on there and then send them good vibes.
Look, like I called my chiropractor today and I made a Geek Squad appointment. There you go. Check, check.
Now her bird will come back to her faster.
Yes, it does. So right now it's back in 3.5 hours while I'm doing off-script stuff right now. So, now it's back 15 minutes earlier.
I'm still laughing at the fact that I just got 30 points just for doing one thing.
That's why it came up. So right there, it says, ask Breeze positive of the day. Well, I am hesitant of doing that because I didn't know if it annoys you.
No.
Okay, so you legit every day want me just to message him. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because there are days where I'm like, I didn't do all my goals because I didn't ask Bree, but I don't know if I'm annoying her. Okay.
I'll just leave this one up.
I do sometimes. And so,
that's funny.
Okay. I'll message it anyways.
Ask it.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else you want to share? Get off your chest?
No. I haven't been feeling like I know what I'm doing with my life. My life feels like it's very not good. Actually, this last week it started to, like, I don't know what changed, probably the job, but it started to feel better. And like yesterday I went to the gym.
Good.
What else did I do? I did something else that I was like, this is good. This is what I needed. Can't remember now.
Exercise releases endorphins.
Yeah, it does.
And endorphins make you happy. And happy people don't kill their husbands. 10 points to whoever can guess what that movie's from. Message it in the comments.
I started listening to My Favorite Murder again.
There you go.
That's been nice.
Weirdly helping.
Yeah.
Listening to murders.
Well, what's funny is I'm listening to like a year ago's episodes, but this year they've been doing it for 8 years.
Oh, wow. So they're running out of murders.
No, it just gets heavy for them. So now they do like Georgia just covered the Ouija board, and she in the episode before that covered the story of this kid who is apparently the reincarnate of a World War II veteran, and like just started doing like weird stories like that that aren't super heavy, although. Oh, good. I'm there for the heavy ones, so I'm like, tell me a murder story. Mm. But yeah, so I'm getting out of my funk, but I'm still very much in it.
You know what we got to start doing again is going on walks every day or every week.
That would help.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's actually a good idea. You need to figure out a time.
My busy schedule.
Yeah. And then hopefully it works with my new work schedule.
Yeah, maybe we wait until we find out your work schedule.
Yeah.
Or we can do one walk before then.
I know, at least I'll be off by noon every day.
Will you want to go to sleep, though?
Good point. Possibly.
If you're up for it.
I am.
But the weather's going to get nicer now, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That'll help, too. I think that seasonal depression is a huge funk for many people.
It's true. I think it's funny because I love Christmas time and I love fall, so I never thought that it affected me, but it probably does.
Because I'm the same. I love the elements, like I love seeing the Christmas lights and mm-hmm. everything like that, but then once it's over, it's like it's gloomy out and gross
and it gets dark at 4:35 o'clock.
Yeah
because
we live in Washington and that's just what happens.
That's very true.
I remember going down to Arizona and it's like, well, it's 8 o'clock and it's dark during, you know, winter, but also during summer And I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
What? Where's your 10 o'clock darkness? And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that's the best part of summer.
I know. When my uncle came up to visit for my high school graduation, he was like, what is this? I was like, yeah,
because it's sunny at 10 o'clock at night. God, this is the best part of summer. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways. Okay, well, we hope that was a...
Yeah, hopefully we didn't make you too down.
No, actually, we should, because... what was it? All the Bright Places.
Allie has a plan, guys. She has included me in on it.
Well, I just want to say, because All the Right Places was about suicide and everything.
That's actually very smart.
We would like to let you know.
Yes.
Suicide Crisis Hotline. Just text. Mm-hmm. Is it text or call?
You can do both.
Do both? No. Okay. 988. That's it. They made it short and sweet for you.
Mm-hmm.
988.
Mm-hmm.
They got a website and everything. So
if you need help, please reach out.
Yes. Because the world is better with you here
than not.
Mm-hmm. Yep. As you heard with Finch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Think of how many people are sad because he's gone. That would be you too. So
stay
around. Talk to us, you guys. Yeah. Message
we
us.
Would love that.
Like, seriously, if you are down and depressed and you're like, oh, no one wants to talk to me. These ladies over here who you have never met.
Mm-hmm. We would talk to you.
To talk to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you could say you've talked to someone famous.
Because we're so famous.
Hey, I'm trying to be positive.
Okay.
All right. Well, we love all of you.
Yes, we do. Thank you for listening.
Yes. And yeah.
Yeah.
See you next time.
Yeah. Enjoy. Nah, how do I promote the next episode? Not enjoy. Stay tuned for the people we hate at the wedding next week.
Is it that one or is it?
Oh, it's she's just not that into you, isn't it?
I think so. Guys, we don't know our own stuff.
I'm just really excited for people we hate at the wedding. No, you're right. It is. He's just not that into you.
Okay.
Oh, next week's a good week too, because it's he's just not that into you, and then The Fault in Our Stars.
Oh yeah, on Valentine's Day, is it? That's not right, is it?
Why do I feel like The Fault in Our Stars is on the 28th?
It is. Valentine's Day is a minisode, I think. Hang on, you guys.
Oh wait, we're dumb. No, it is the people we hate at the wedding next, because this episode comes out the 14th.
Oh, happy Valentine's Day, you guys. What the heck? You'd think we know this thing is we're recording Friday the 9th.
So that it comes out Wednesday. Yeah, it does. So the next one's People We Hate at the Wedding.
Yes, it is. So how did you guys like that one we just did on Monday?
All the Bright Places.
Wait, no, what came out? No, this one's going to come out on the 12th.
Yeah, All the Bright Places.
Oh, you're right. And when does People We Hate, or when does the other one come out?
I think it comes out on the 26th.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I know.
You guys, we have recorded the season all out of whack. Not only are we merging seasons, now season 4, we're recording out of order. So our brains are all over the place.
And the next few we're recording in order. Oh, yeah. Not great, but
sort of.
Yeah.
But anyways, happy Valentine's Day. So
happy Valentine's Day. Hope you enjoyed All the Right Places.
And our kerfuffle at the end there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Hey, we got to leave you smiling.
Exactly. After a heavy episode like
this. Yes, why not? All right. We'll see you later.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi,
Christina.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.